The next coach on the teleconference is Wisconsin's Paul Chryst. The Badgers are 3-0 overall and visit Michigan State at noon Eastern time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Yeah, we're certainly looking forward to opening up Big Ten play and a ton of respect for what Coach D'Antonio has done at Michigan State the last 10 years and played against him as a coordinator and all that, and obviously defending Big Ten champions. Our kids are excited about it, and we need to have a good week of preparation, but looking forward to going over there and playing.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions at this time.
To ask a question, please press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question comes from Graham Couch, Lansing State Journal.
Coach, Mark D'Antonio has talked about Wisconsin being a program that he emulated early on, and I'm wondering, when you were an assistant there early and through a couple coaches, just how much you were sort of prepared and understood you wanted to be a head coach, and how much that sort of family of keeping it with assistants inside the program was talked about and things of that nature while you were under Coach Alvarez and later on.
I think for me personally, it's everything's evolved, and when it was first here as offense coordinator, I just wanted to be the best that I could be at that, and appreciated being able to work 1 year, actually 2002 under Coach Alvarez, and then had a chance to come back. So I only worked 2 years with him, but obviously spent a lot of time studying and trying to learn from him. But when I was coordinator, I just wanted to be the best coordinator I could be. And I think the other part, I think, of your question, talking about players or coaches that have ties to the program, is that part of what?
How much is what was there when you first got there, and obviously you played there, but when you first started as a coordinator there, how much is similar in what you do in the culture and other things?
The culture and I think we're trying to balance it. I think there's certain things that have. When Wisconsin's been good, there's been some common denominators and over really now a number of years. So you want to emulate that and build on that. And yet I think you're always trying to evolve and trying to improve or get better. And it was interesting when you first asked the question. I think now, as I came back here, we're trying to emulate what Michigan State's doing, it's I really appreciated being part of those games when I was an assistant. They're great games and really good players, and I felt like it was well coached football on both sides, and yet really I think what Michigan State's done the last few years, that is the bar that you're trying to reach.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Bill Bender, Sporting News.
Hey, Coach. Good morning.
Morning, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing well. You mentioned that, too, and I know the last seven meetings between you guys, all pretty tight. I think average margin's like 5 points per game. So is this just one of those games where almost going in that it's going to be close, probably going to come down to the fourth quarter?
Well, I think that they all have been that, and it's interesting to me. We there's not a player that's played against Michigan State on our roster, and so I think we're trying to educate them what it can be like, and we got to play the game to find out if it's just because the games before were that doesn't mean this one's going to be that, right? And we'd like to make it a four-quarter game and give yourself a chance to be in at the end. That's it with all the games you play, but it's certainly have a ton of respect for what they've done, and we've got to play well to give ourselves that chance. But I'm excited, you know, for our kids and the preparation to be able to go over there. It's a heck of an opportunity. It's a big challenge, but a great opportunity.
Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question comes from David Ginsburg, Associated Press.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, David.
Some teams, thank you. Some teams have a bye this week, Ohio State, Maryland. How do you feel about delving right into Big Ten play with such a strong opponent right off the bat after non-league play?
Well, we're excited, you know, to get into Big Ten play and certainly looking forward to playing Michigan State.
So, I mean, is that preferable to get right into it, or would you, I guess, maybe prefer a bye or something to that effect, i.e. the way Ohio State has it?
Yeah, I spend no time. Once the schedule's out, it's this is what we have, and it's great, and you find a way to make it work for your team, and don't spend any time trying to figure that stuff out.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
Yep.
Your next question comes from Chris Solari, Detroit Free Press.
Hi, Paul. My question for you is about the running game. I mean, your defense has been very strong against the run so far this season. Michigan State obviously coming out of a big game running the ball. Is that going to be the big matchup, do you think, to determine the game? And what did you see in that Notre Dame game from what Michigan State was doing in a blocking and running scheme?
Yeah, well, I think they're really good. And I think every game that we play in, you know, if defensively, if we can, you know, trying to stop the run is big. And you know, I think we've done some good things this year with that. There's areas we feel like we've got to improve on, and we're certainly going to be tested this Saturday on that. And you know, but they were, I was impressed with, you know, their run game and the things that sets up as well, and you know, a lot of variety in it, and it's a heck of a challenge for us.
As a follow, the last time you were involved in this game was in 2011, and those two teams both aired the ball out considerably. It seems like it's a little different type of game right now.
Yeah, I mean, I think that it was, you know, both teams had some really good players playing in that game. And you try to just play to the strengths. You know, we tried to run the ball, and we were inconsistent, you know, in the championship game, and had a pretty good quarterback, and he made some plays for us. And so you never know how games turn out, you know, and so looking forward to certainly playing it. But before then, having a good week of preparation. But I don't know how it'll play out, and it could be like what you say, and yet I don't know.
Thanks, Paul.
Yep.
We can take one last question for Coach.
Your final question comes from Shannon Ryan, Chicago Tribune.
Hi, Coach. Just wanted to check if have you made a quarterback decision, and could you also discuss just the way Alex played, maybe just the poise he showed even?
Yeah, you know, I told both kids, and I've actually told them this, every week, you know, need to have a great week of preparation and going to need you both. And I thought Alex did some good things in the really the two games that he's played in. And I think Bart's done some really good things. And so, you know, for us to be the best team we can be, we're going to need them both. And I think that we can, there are areas we can get better and grow from and we need to get that out of the position. But really have told them the same things this week that I have the weeks previous. And appreciate both their work.
Are you holding off on saying who's starting?
No, I'm not holding off anything. I mean, we're going to practice and we're going to go, and those guys are going to be prepared.
So who is the starter? Or you're not saying what I'm asking?
I just told you what I've told the kids. I'm not going to tell you anything I haven't told the kids.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Thanks.
All right, yep.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks.